And now this is a dictation for Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A-T-E-L-F-O-R, T as in today, E-L-F-O-R, July 27, 1958. Address as a letter to Roberta, R-O-B-E-R-T-A, Suhan, S-U-E-H-A-H-N. Dear Mrs. Suhan, a follow-up for Mrs. Telford, with prior renal failure at the time of pre-renal state. I haven't seen her since July 2021. She couldn't come in person. We did an office visit, a phone visit. Prior coronary artery disease, stenting in 2018. Recent evaluation in the emergency room for chest pain, thought to be related not to heart attack. Blood pressure runs in the low side, weight appetite is stable, some nausea but no vomiting, diarrhea frequently but no bleeding, no abdominal pain, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, trying to drink more liquids, urine volume in the low side, minor edema, no claudication symptoms, stable dyspnea, COPD, no oxygen, uses inhalers as needed. A smoker, half a pack per day, no sleep apnea, no syncope. Has seen Dr. Constantino, vascular surgeon for renal artery stenosis, but no procedure has been done. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Plavix aspirin and cholesterol treatment, blood pressure, beta blockers, nitrates. Next paragraph. Blood pressure at home in the 106/70, alert oriented time 3, normal speech, full sentences, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is April, creatinine 1.1, GFR 50, stage 3, low sodium 135, normal potassium acid base, and normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic diarrhea, causing fluctuating levels of kidney function prior acute kidney injury. Next number, CKD stage 3. Next number, diabetes, diet control. Next number, peripheral vascular disease, double antiplatelet AGES cholesterol treatment, prior coronary artery stenting. Next number, suggestive for renal artery stenosis based on arterial Doppler, vascular surgeon, do not consider need for intervention. The flow was reported as 220. That kidney on the right is 9.9 comparing to the left 10. Next paragraph, comments. There is suggestions of renal artery stenosis with relative asymmetry, a smaller kidney on the right with the high peak systolic velocity comparing to the left, which is normal. At the same time, blood pressure at home is not elevated, takes minimal blood pressure medicines, and kidney function appears to be stable. We will repeat a kidney ultrasound to assess size evolving over time and repeat Doppler. Depending on that, we will decide if further intervention is needed or not. All questions answered. End of dictation.